Please stand for the call to worship. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing and give praise to God's name.
Tell of glad news of salvation from day to day.
For the Lord is good, God's steadfast love endures forever and ever, and God's faithfulness to all generations. Let's make our song a hymn of praise.
Let us worship the Lord together with glad and generous hearts. People of God, welcome home.
If we claim to be without sin, we are self-deceived and strangers to the truth. In that spirit of honest confession, let us come before Almighty God in prayer. Let us pray. God of praise, we admit that our praises do not join with the music of the heavenly choirs. The tunes of the universe are all around us, and yet often our hearing does not encourage our praise. Trumpets sound, pipes and strings ring out, and we remain silent. We listen only to the grumbling or the siren sounds of politics and culture. Have mercy on us. Help us lift our music to your throne as an expression of joyful, grateful prayer. Amen. Hear these words from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to God. Friends, hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen. Be seated. Grace and peace to you from God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to this service of worship at Savage Memorial Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Festival Sunday, and this is where we celebrate our music ministry of our church. And I want to particularly thank all the musicians, but since you just heard from them, let's thank the choir under the direction of, I can't think of a good adjective, the inimitable Alyssa Dieter. And we have Cindy Grumbach, Mary Scott, Lynn Wetherill, Bruce Seiler, Mary Foster, and Mary Williams, I'm sorry. It was. There you go. Darlene Brown, and of course, Lee Allen Nolan, our accompanist and organist. Thank you all to these folks. We'll be hearing from the Bell Choir soon. It is a joy to be a part of this music ministry with our church, and I hope you appreciate that and give your thanks to these folks who put in a lot of time, hours, even now online through Alyssa's wizardry with the internet, online hours practicing on our own. So picture us with little headphones on, annoying the rest of our families. No, thank you. There is a reception following worship today, and one of the opportunities of that will be to place coffee orders, and I believe there's going to be coffee tasting through the Fresh Roast. We're planning on it, Fresh Roast Coffee. If you buy Fresh Roast Coffee from us, it is $8, and the proceeds go to help the Church General Fund, so we're looking forward to having that opportunity at the reception, as well as our special recognition this Sunday at our reception, and you'll hear more about that in a minute. Want to let you know that our annual congregational meeting will be coming up on Sunday, June 26th, and that will be to conduct any business, to elect officers, and to vote on conferring upon Susan Gruey the title of Pastor Emerita. So we hope you make plans to stay after worship on June 26th for the congregational meeting. And our script program, I have the dates. We will be ordering gift cards once a month during the summer. On June 28th, we'll place our next order, and then you pick that up the following Sunday, July 3rd. Then the July order will be July 17th, and the August order will be August 14th. And we'll put these out so you can plan ahead and order gift cards to help support the ministry of the church. We are following COVID precautions, continuing to have our masks, to wear them in worship, especially since our county went up a notch in COVID precautions recently. We are also encouraging everyone to sign in on the fellowship pads in case we ever have a need for contact tracing. We can let you know if there's been an exposure. Also, we're only singing part of our hymns, two verses usually of the hymns, and our offering plates are not being passed around, but they are available at the front and the back of the sanctuary. And we are not greeting one another as we would like to. However, are there any newcomers that you would like to introduce?
Chris?
Yes. All right, Ivan, welcome. We're glad you're here to ring.
Chris.
Yes.
My friend Tom is visiting from Emmanuel.
Tom, welcome. We're glad you're here. As we come to our time of prayer, there are a few folks that we want to keep in our prayers. Karen Foster is recovering from COVID at her living situation. And she's not showing symptoms, but they're hoping that she will test negative soon and be able to get back to regular contact with people. But we want to keep Karen in our prayers. Jane Bennett would like prayers for her brother Fred, who is in the hospital with an electrolyte imbalance. So we want to keep Fred in our prayers. Sharon Arnold has asked for prayers for her granddaughter, Paige Barr, who has contracted COVID and is showing symptoms and is not doing well. So we want to keep Paige in our prayers. We would also like to keep Roy Aspar in our prayers. He is a former member of the congregation, and he has had a recurrence of cancer. So we want to keep Roy in our prayers. And I think all of us want to keep just the situation that we are hearing in the news and different revelations and situations that continue to come up out of Washington, D.C. and other places. We want to keep those situations in our prayers and our lack of a fatigue over this, that these are still important things that we and our culture, our society, our country have to deal with. But we do have a joy to share. On June 2nd, Dakota Foster became a father for the first time. His son, Everett Dakota Foster, was born on June 2nd. And so we share with all kinds of aunts of all kinds and different cousins with Dakota and his joy. And now we have a joy to share with the congregation, and I'm going to ask Jessica Rich to come forward over to the west side of the communion table. This Sunday, we're going to recognize Jessica and her service to the church in our church office. Now, when she started in the middle of 2019, do you remember what life was like in the middle of 2019? When she started, she was a wide-eyed student with lots of different initials around her name, different monogram to her, but she did have a young cousin who was in Growing Great Learners, and working conditions did include frequent visits down the hall to visit her, Eliana, her young cousin. And so when she said she went hallway running, I think that's what she meant. Maybe she meant other things. I forgot to tell you, would you like to say anything at this point? There's a microphone.
Feels official with the microphone. I just want to thank everyone here. I really love my time here. I miss everybody. My new situation keeps me super busy, which is good. But I have new opportunities coming up. I'm going to be making a move to Missoula, Montana. It has been settled. And which means I get to do some more hallway running with Eliana, following her over there, and her new baby sister, who has just turned a month, Ashira. Ashira, hallelujah, is her name. She's a beautiful little girl. But so continuing with school and new job has been great and keeps me busy and working from home, which is new and different too.
Well, we have certainly appreciated all your creativity, the spirit you brought to the job, your prayers that you've joined with us together in praying for folks. So we will continue to keep you in our prayers for your new ventures and adventures, your new living situations, and new calls to service that you find. But we know that God will all lead us and continue to lead us hopefully in paths that cross again. This is a gift of kind of recognition from the congregation. There is a reception following worship that is in Jessica's honor, so we hope you get a chance to offer your thanks to her following worship. And I think we can thank her right now. Thank her. Well. And now let's continue with our service of worship as we share together our psalm lesson.
Our psalm lesson today is from Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing to our God, for he is gracious, and song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills. He gives animals their food, and the young ravens when they cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the speed of the runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope for his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He grants peace within your borders. He fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his commands to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters frost like ashes. He hurls down hail like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his words and melts them. He makes the wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. Praise, they do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord.
Our New Testament lesson is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 6 through 15. Listen as together we hear the word of God. Now, brothers and sisters, if I come to you speaking in tongues, how will I benefit you? Unless I speak to you in some revelation or knowledge or prophecy or teaching. It is the same way with lifeless instruments that produce sound, such as the flute or the harp. If they do not give distinct notes, how will anyone know what is being played? And if the bugle gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle? So with yourselves. If in a tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is being said? For you will be speaking into the air. There are doubtless many different kinds of sounds in the world, and nothing is without sound. If then I do not know the meaning of a sound, I will be a foreigner to the speaker, and the speaker a foreigner to me. So with yourselves, since you are eager for spiritual gifts, strive to excel in them for building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray for the power to interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unproductive. What should I do then? I will pray with the spirit, but I will pray with the mind also. I will sing praise with the spirit, but I will sing praise with the mind also. Here ends the reading of God's word. May God bless it to our hearing, our understanding, and our doing. Let's sing together hymn number 264. When in our music God is glorified, we'll sing verses 1 and 2 of hymn 264.
Be seated.
Thank you.
dropped my pencil. And now let us draw near to one another as together we draw near to God in experiencing the presence and the power of corporate prayer. Let us pray. God of music and dance and the spirit of exaltation, we praise you today. You lift up our hearts in every circumstance. You give us not only the joy of experience, but meaningful joys of family and faith and a future of value. In our music, you are glorified in the message of faith. You are the creator of the universe, and we thank you that you continue creating today, making life out of chaos, and including us in the work of creation. Hear our prayers for strength and for sustenance. We pray for a world that seems to disregard truth and respect. The people of Ukraine have homes and lives that have been shattered, and those leaders in Russia see them as acceptable losses. Grant the Ukrainians a renewal of hope and the strength to outlast transient powers and people. The folks struggling with economic woes, prices and debts too high, job expectations and morale too low, decisions too steeped in fear. Help those neighbors and friends who work every day simply to survive. We pray for those people who have survived the COVID pandemic so far, those in caring professions and health settings who continue to see the long-haul effects of this virus. Help them not to lose focus or a vision of a victory over the virus. And during this Pride Month, we pray for a renewed sense of respect and acceptance among us all. Lord, we have come so far, but we are not home yet. Amid bugles and battle sounds over abortion and the truth of January 6th at our nation's capital, help us rejoice in your eventual triumph and the triumph of truth for all your children. We pray for folks we know who are in pain today, pain of body and mental health, pain of the spirit, and pain of relationships. We lift up those who are dealing with chronic ailments, those who are in treatment, those who deal with addiction every day, those who are grieving. We remember today particularly Paige and Fred and Karen, and Roy, and Jessica, and Tom, and those we now name in our hearts. Speak to them in words of comfort, O Lord, and tune them to songs of grateful praise. O Lord, we pray for ourselves as well. In times of transition in this season turning to summer, we thank you for getting us this far. We pray for friends and coworkers who have shared this journey with us and who now embark on new horizons. We lift up students and teachers at the end of this school year. We pray for the travel ahead, summer travel, new pathways, new homes and opportunities. We pray for safety along unknown paths for graduates, for newlyweds, for those with new jobs, for those heading out on their own. Bless our church as together we recognize the need for faith in all these times of exodus and point us toward the promised lands ahead. And in our own lives, dear Lord, remind us that your love for us is not dependent on anything we do or fail to do. Your love is based in your loving heart. And so let that theme be the constant musical reprise in our hearts, and let us move forward in confidence, in compassion, and in common hope. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of life and who shared this life with us, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Well, I've been handed a bulletin.
Never mind, Chris.
Oh.
He's here. Oh,
give it excellent. Back. Bell choir, come forward.
Well, then I'll take my note back.
Thank you. And Cindy, when you get up there, would you introduce the bell choir to us?
Watching for Kurt to come in the organ door. We were coming up with plan B of, oh boy, now what are we going to do? So, members of the bell choir, Dom Havlicek at the bottom, Kurt Krieger comes to ring with us from
Rivercrest.
Thank you, Rivercrest Church, where he's actually the director of music there, and we have met several places over the years and kind of connected, and Mary Scott and Mary Williams, Shirley Kaiser, who came via Kurt originally, and Brianna Havlicek, who's related to that guy, but they don't always get to ring next to each other. And my friend Ivan, who is subbing for Janice, who is on a business trip in New York.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say we thanked Cindy in terms of her participation in the chancel choir, but we need a special recognition for her in terms of leading our handbell choir. She is so inventive and creative and devoted to her work with the bell choir. We are so fortunate to have her, and she is connected with the bell community in Portland and beyond. And so what a gift that is to us through Cindy. And if anybody deserves a special parking spot in the church parking lot, it's either Cindy or Darlene Brown, maybe. But anyway, hope you get a chance to thank all these folks, and thank you, Cindy, for your leadership in this area. And now, we are not passing around our offering plates during COVID precautions, but I would invite you to take advantage of the plates either at the front of the sanctuary or at the back of the sanctuary, either now or during the offertory, and present to Almighty God our tithes, our pledges, and our offerings.
We humbly present these gifts in recognition of the grace that you offer us every day. You have given us so much. Today, we give this to you as an expression of our gratitude. Amen.
Now it's your turn. Hymn 315, every time I hear the Spirit, feel the Spirit. Be one train on this track, but there are lots of tracks going on, and Lee Nolan helps us through all of them, and thank you to him for his support and leadership in the music ministry of our church, and amen. And I would invite you today particularly to remain where you are and listen as we enjoy the postlude together following worship, and then we can go back to the fellowship hall and greet and thank all these wonderful musicians for our church. And now go out into the world. You are God's Pentecost people. Upon you rests the Holy Spirit like flames of fire. And may that same presence of God be ahead of you to guide you, be behind you to move you on, be beneath you to lift you up in song, and be above you to inspire you. May the love of God in Jesus Christ envelop you in blessed shalom. Amen.